Okay, now today we begin by discussing mark of chains, because mark of chains are the basic ingredient that is used to develop Monte Carlo algorithms. So let's see the basic theory concerning mark of chains. We'll briefly review the theory without paying much attention to all technical details and mathematical subtleties. The basic idea of mark of chain consists in two things. One thing is the state space, the space on which the mark of chain is defined, so is a certain given of states. And then we have a transition matrix, which tells you how to go from one point of the state space X to another point of the state space Y. So we have a matrix PXY, which has two properties. PXY is non-negative for all values of X and Y's. And then the sum over all Y's of PXY is equal to 1. What are these two properties? The first property, that PXY is non-negative, is fundamental to interpret PXY as a probability, since probabilities should be always non-negative. The second property ensures that once you fix X, then PXY gives you the probability of going from X to Y. And of course, if you sum over all possible y's, this should give 1, because of course, you should go somewhere, and then if you sum over all possible endpoints of your transitions, then you go somewhere, so the probability is 1. So PXY has this property, that when you sum over y's, PXY is equal to 1, and this ensures that the second property that all probabilities have, that PXY is naturally less or equal to 1. It is positive, it is really non-negative, the sum should be 1, so each element PXY should not exceed 1. So what is the interpretation of this PXY? As we said, PXY is the probability of going from X to Y, so you are in point X, and you go to point Y with probability XY. Essentially, the Markov chain is a kind of random walk in your state space, in which the probability of jumping from one point X to another point Y is defined by this matrix PXY. And the important property of this matrix is that it is time independent. So there is no time dependence of the transition matrix. Of course, since the probability of going from X to Y is completely defined by this matrix PXY, there is no memory, in the sense that if you are at time t in X, the probability of going to Y only depends on position X, by definition. So you don't care about the system at times which are in the past with respect to time t. So the position at time t plus 1 depends only on the position of time t and does not depend on the position at time t minus 1, t minus 2, t minus 3. There is no dependence on the past. As they say, there is no memory in a Markov chain. So let's see how the dynamics proceeds. It proceeds as follows. So imagine we are moving in this state space. We start from one point of the state space, which we called X0, and this is where the dynamic starts. So we are at time equals 0, we are in point X0. Then we are just considering Markov chain in discrete time, so time varies in units, so we go from time equals 0 to time equal 1 to time equal 2 to time equal 3 and so on. So we have a discrete Markov chain here. So we want to know where we are at time t equal 1. So we note, as we already said, that Px0y at fixed x0, at fixed x0, is a probability. So we choose the point y